Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dilli, I'm Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to install Xamarin on Windows and Mac OS devices. We need to know that Xamarin doesn't support Linux, so we can install it on Mac OS or on Windows. For Mac OS, it's supported from the versions starting from 10.11. On those versions, we can install either the Xamarin Studio or Visual Studio for Mac. We can download those from the website xamarin.com/download. For Windows, Xamarin is not supported on Windows 7 or Windows XP, but we can install Xamarin on Windows 8, 8.1 or Windows 10. On Windows, we can install Visual Studio from the versions 2013 until the version 2017. We can download those setups from visualstudio.com. And we can have any version of Visual Studio, either the community, professional, or the enterprise version. When you install Visual Studio 2017, you need to pick the Xamarin template so that Visual Studio could download all the dependencies and all the requirements to run Xamarin. That includes the Android SDKs and the emulators. For Visual Studio 2015, you need first to pick the custom install, then choose the template C#/.NET Xamarin. Once you have installed Xamarin, now you need to make sure that the install is done successfully. And you can do that by launching Visual Studio and then go and create a new project and select one of the Xamarin projects, either an Android, iOS, or cross-platform, and try to run that project. If it runs successfully, then Xamarin is installed successfully on your app. Now that you have developed an application and you want to run it on iOS simulator, then you will need to have a Mac in order to build your code and run it on the simulator. If you are working on a Mac machine, then that's fine. But if you are working from a Windows machine, then you can connect that Windows machine to the Mac machine. And with that way, you can build your code, which is in the Windows machine, that could be built inside the Mac machine. In addition to that, you can also visualize the simulator to your Windows machine. And also you can interact with that simulator. You can scroll your list view, or you can click the buttons. And that's done through the remote simulator for Windows, that option that you could configure from the options menu in Visual Studio. Android emulators could run on Mac OS and also for Windows. For Mac OS, you can choose between a set of emulators. You can choose the Xamarin Player emulator, but that one is deprecated. You can also choose the Google emulators or the Genymotion emulators, which depends on VirtualBox. So you need to install VirtualBox with Genymotion. For Windows machines, we have almost the same options. You can use the Xamarin Player, which is also deprecated for Windows. You can also use Google emulators, and also you can use Genymotion, which also depends on VirtualBox. In addition to that, we have another option for Windows, which is the usage of Visual Studio emulator for Android. Those emulators depend on Hyper-V, so you need to have Hyper-V installed on your Windows. But of course, if you have an Android or iOS device, then you should know that running the application on the real device is the best option because it gives you the real user experience of your application in addition to the fast deployment.